Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And all the way from Coventry, this is Wasted Days. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wasted Days, a track called Truly Julie. Thanks to them for emailing me information via paulieb@punkyradio.com concerning themselves and sending me a few tracks, one of which was that one right there. I wonder if they're mates with Dragster.
Must be.
What, because everyone in Coventry is friends with each other?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, fair enough, yeah. What is Wasted Days' Bandcamp page?
wasteddays.bandcamp.com?
No, it's not. It's wasteddayscov.bandcamp.com, signifying Coventry. So, and Days is D-A-Z-E. So wasteddayzedcov.bandcamp.com. Paulie B in Instead 1, Tony Nil. Paulie B Nil, Head Cold 1. Oh, I'm knackered, mate. Really hurting. It's, I've just got it. Yeah, I'm not doing... I'm not one of these blokes that gets man flu. I don't moan about it all day to everyone, even though I am now. I do crack on, but and I'm hoping it's only a 24-hour straight 48-hour thing as a direct result of me being in Edinburgh last weekend having a 96-hour drinkathon in the pissing rain. Should have seen it coming, really. Anyway, yeah. I've been out this afternoon and I've got orange juice and I've got this roots juice that's beetroot and carrot and ginger, one of those things. Yeah. Oh, it's lovely. It's very tasty. Yeah, and I was thinking, oh, I'll be all healthy about this. And then I got a text from my friend saying, oh, you got a cold? Best things for it, Sambuca and slow gin. I sent her a text back saying, yeah, I didn't realise mixing my drinks was the way to salvation, but I'll give it a go. So anyway, if the roots don't kick in the next hour, I'm going to hit the Sambuca and slow gin, see how that works.
Excellent.
Means I've got always good.
What, sorry?
Barocca and all those kind of things.
Oh, I thought you said vodka. I thought not you as well.
No.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'll be trying everything.
Try everything.
But it does mean that I might not be too chatty this week. We'll see.
Okay.
And I'm even more nasal and deep and rubbish than normal. Anyway, I've had a bit of a trouble this week. My laptop's got a cold as well. The CD player's not working. And the show I wanted to put together this week, I couldn't do. And right up until 5 o'clock this afternoon, I didn't know what to do because I didn't have enough new bands that we haven't played in recent weeks. I didn't want to just do a same bands again thing.
Hmm.
And then I looked on our Facebook page, which you'll be talking about after this track, and saw that we'd had a link to a free download compilation of Portuguese rock and metal. I thought, that'll do. Hmm. Right? So, and it's great. So the website for the free download, because it's, as it turns out, we're going to play four tracks from this download this week, and it's circulodefogo.bandcamp.com, circulodefogo.bandcamp.com. could you maybe put that in the listing for the show?
I can,
yeah. Alright, and you can get a free 35 track rock and metal download. I went all the way through it. There is some stuff that's more punk as well, including the track we're about to play. So I'm playing four tracks off that this week and four other songs, one of which you've already heard. This one is a band called Virilata, and they're from Lisbon, Tony.
Okay, cool.
And what's their Facebook page?
Virilata, facebook.com/ Virilata Lisbon?
No, nice idea. facebook.com/ Virilata Punk. If I said they're a punk band, would you have taken that clue? I don't know.
Nope.
Anyway, the point is, it's probably been in Instead 2, Tony Nil, and this is Ivalum Copo.
Tão perto,
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the bends this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Because even though I'm feeling rubbish, I can't help smiling. There's some things you say to me that is just great. Yeah, so, are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Right, go for it then. All right. I mean, I got a few pauses there. It was great. It was great fun. Anyway, I have to confess, my knowledge of Portuguese rock and metal is not brilliant. My knowledge of punk is better. I like that track. However, the other tracks I picked were just the ones I liked the best. I don't know whether they are good representatives of their genre.
Right.
But they were the ones I liked the best. I can't really do more than
that's
that.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do.
Can't be an expert. Anyway, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Great, that means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
She hasn't got a cold.
No, she hasn't. She sounds brilliant.
She's all right, yeah.
Yeah. Although, my computer may also have had a virus.
Oh.
I know, it's all going on at Edward Central. Yeah, anyway, so, Facebook.
Yeah, thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch, get involved. That's what we're saying. We've got 3 comments this week. The usual crowd. Graham's been in touch.
What was that?
The usual crowd. Graham's been in touch. Really enjoyed the music on the Ocelot record special. You'll have to do another one later in the year. Joe Carly and the Old Dry Schools are great. It's not too often you play songs on punk radio that would also fit well on the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast.
There was a reply to that, wasn't there?
Was there? I missed that one.
Yeah, it only happened this evening. It was me saying, well, wait for the next song. We're doing it again.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, R. Graham.
I don't think It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast was still going.
Well, you know what? I can't trust him.
Nah, that's strange. Okay. Well, we'll let you off for that one, Graham. Fireboy's been in touch.
How's he? Hello, Fatboy.
And he goes, ooh, I'm going to go and hug a goth. Clearly loving the goth from last week.
Yeah.
See?
We'll crack him.
Around. Yeah.
Eventually. The next time we're up there, we'll see him in a black eyeliner, sat in the corner looking miserable, listening to The Cure.
Excellent.
Moaning about emos and how they're not real goths.
Final comment from Joseph Serborg.
I'm loving the joke.
Yeah.
AKA the Scanner Man.
Mm.
He is the Scanner Man.
He has a great show. I'm now a fan of Revenge of the Cyclonic Man and Joe Carly and the Old Dry Schools. Tell what
it
people,
sounds like.
People loving the Joe Carly.
Yeah, it sounds like we ought to be playing a bit more Joe Carly. Hang on while I blow my nose, you keep talking.
So yeah, don't forget, do leave a comment. Facebook, tell us what bands you did like, what you didn't like. Just get in touch, get involved. That's all we're saying.
And that concludes...
Facebook.
Right, on with song 3 then. Tony, can't believe I'm playing this, can believe I'm playing this, can't believe I've done this, can believe they've done this, can't believe it's good enough for Graham, can believe it's good enough for Graham. Ah, Graham, that is. Because we're playing an acoustic track now. It's from a Strips EP by Lost Bastards, and this is Anthem.
Pour us a whiskey and give us your cash. We'll laugh in your face, you fucking white trash. This song is for losers, the broke and the damned, and all the other punks in a band. A song for the suckers we love to offend. This song is for all of our friends. Pour us a whiskey and give us your cash. We'll laugh in your face, you fucking white trash. Pour us a whiskey, we light up a smoke and laugh in your face, you big fucking joke. This song is for Peter, Daniel and Mac, and all the others watching our backs. A song for the suckers we love to offend, an anthem for all of our friends. Pour us a whiskey and give us your cash. We'll laugh in your face, you fucking white trash. Pour us a whiskey, we light up a smoke and laugh in your face. This song is for us, the hardworking class. A song for the boys, I raise you my glass. A song for the suckers we love to offend. An anthem for all of our friends. Pour us some whiskey and give us your cash. We'll laugh in your face, you fucking white trash. Pour us some whiskey, we light up a smoke and laugh in your face. Pour us some whiskey and give us your cash. We'll laugh in your face, you fucking white trash. Pour us some whiskey, we light up a smoke and laugh in your face. You big fucking joke.
Crotch Goblin.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Lost Bastards. What is their website?
Lostbastards.com?
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 2. And the reason that I said I couldn't believe I was playing it, couldn't believe they've done it, etc, etc. Lost Bastards, great rocking band. After hearing that track that came free via Gravesend Records, and hello to them, I did think... The thing about that was that made me want to hear them do it properly.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I thought I'd play it because it's the only Lost Bastards stuff I've got. But after hearing the acoustic stuff, I thought, right, I want to hear the band stuff. So in that respect, they've done us proud.
Excellent.
I can only apologise to all of our listeners who are currently going, what is this? It's a Frog's Life? It's not. I just wanted to play that because I like the song. I want to hear it rocking out now. Maybe we will.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you do anything last week?
I went out.
Bloody hell.
I know.
I'll sit back.
Yeah. It was my friend's birthday, so we all went down to the pub in Nottingham, just the canal house next to, obviously, the canal. Very nice place. But we did it properly. We got a taxi there and back. And it was only to the pub and only had a few pints. But it was Saturday night. I was out till gone 1 o'clock in the morning. Felt like a teenager again. That's exciting as it gets, but you know what? That's pretty exciting for me.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I know.
You're a crazy guy.
Yeah.
I got to Edinburgh on Thursday. I got there at 7:30 at night, and I was in the pub by 7:35.
Nice.
I left the pub Sunday night about 3 a.m. after a 96-hour drinkathon. It was horrific. Went up there to do business. All of my business was in bars. On the Friday night, I said all my meetings have been in bars today. The way I'm going, I'll be behind them by midnight. As it was, someone tweeted back. If you want to follow me on Twitter, by the way, you can do. I'm at Paulie B, PoorlyBee. I do bits and bobs. I have my moments on there. I'll go on for half an hour at a time, then you won't see me for 3 days. But yeah, spectacularly unsuccessful trip in that. I went up there to accrue as more venues, and while I was there, we actually lost three. Not perfect. But there were some other ones I saw as well, and I bumped into some really good friends, including Frank and Margaret, who let me stay in their flat, which they vacate while I'm there, and they stay in her house. I mean, they've got two properties, basically, but it's right in the middle of town. They also showed me somewhere I can park in central Edinburgh for nothing for days on end. I know I'm not telling you where it is. And hello to Jason, who over Saturday night and Sunday night, we basically sat down and went through every single band we liked and discussed our favourite song and the best or definitive song by the band.
Okay.
And every time someone said a new band, we got another rum and Diet Coke. And it got messy. And because we were walking around pubs and it was at night time and that, and it was in the rain and everything, I've developed this cold on the way back. Long drive back. And a brilliant drive back, actually. Drove back through the middle of the Bodleys. So I didn't take the coast road, the A1 from Edinburgh to Newcastle. I went on the A68 to Jedburgh. And what a brilliant drive that is. And what a brilliant drive it is then getting to the English border and then going through Northumbria. Yeah, absolutely beautiful. And,
okay, cool.
And I stopped at the border with England just to take a quick photograph of me looking brilliant by the rock with England on it. And I might post that at some point. I realised this story started well and has ended rubbish. So what I'm going to do, Tony, is I'm going to get on with two songs in a row.
Okay.
All right. So these are two from the Portuguese rock and metal free download 35 track album that is, if you're into rock and metal at all, really worth getting. I'm afraid I'm no expert on Portuguese rock and metal, so I don't know whether the tracks I've picked are good ones or not, but they're the ones I like the most. Does that make sense?
Of course it does.
Any metal fans out there would go, what has he played that for? But I was just going, I like that one. So, and then being rock metal, they are a bit longer, so we've got about 7 minutes of music now, you lucky people. don't need to listen to us. First band up, band called, now I think they're called The Seven Riots, but it could be The Triots or The Tryouts. See what I mean? Because they've used the seven, the riot, basically. So I don't know whether The Triots, The Triots, The Seven Riots, Seven Riots. I don't know. But anyway, they're from a place in Portugal called Viseu, or Viseu, or Viseu, Viseu, Viseu. And it's Girl Frontage Hard Rock Tone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you're going to love this. What is The Seven Riots, the Triots, the whatever? What's their website?
TheSevenRiots.com.
It is. Tony 2, probably the internet 2. The 7 is THE, numeric 7, riots.com. 2-2, man, halfway stage, liking that.
Yeah.
This is Out of Control.
Yeah.
foamy.
Listen to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks, Steve. Such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Kilimanjaro and a track called Hook. Now, there's a number of bands called Kilimanjaro. So I'm going to ask you now, what is Kilimanjaro's Bandcamp page?
KilimanjaroPortugal.bandcamp.com.
No, the games I play, Kilimanjaro.bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of different bands called Kilimanjaro. They've just got lucky with the Bandcamp. And that was Stoner Rock from Barcelos. I don't know how they've managed to do that. Stoner Rock managed to get on board with the website, but they've done it. Paul of Inns at 3, Tony 2. That was a track called Hook. Right. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for... Uh-oh. This could be bad because of my nasal problems. Okay. Here we go. It's time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar, after all.
Yeah, it's back. It's back last week. So yeah, it's in what we used to call Fibbers on Holloway Road in London.
Yeah, it's just changed name, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's now officially 12 bar, I think.
Inside, yeah, put it.
Yeah. And
the
and we've done they've redone their website, so I think the talkbar.com is all up to date now. But there's not many gigs at the moment. I think they must still be warming up. But so I've got Friday and Saturday this week.
Yeah, it's possible that they won't go six nights a week to start with, while they see how it does, because even though Holloway Road is still relatively central London, it's not bang in the middle.
Right. Well, this Friday is Enterprise Studios night. They are having Amber Vision, Kick the Moon, The Graphic, and Spunk Flakes.
Hello, you on?
Spunk Flakes.
Lovely.
Friday night, how much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Oh.
Saturday night, 31st. Seaside Rebels, The Vast Deference, and Guitar Gangsters.
Oh, Guitar Gangsters.
Yeah, it's a bit tough. It's a Booze and Glory night.
Brilliant. Oh, yeah, I bet that's a bit more. £8.
£10.
£10.
Yeah.
Well, £10 advance.
It just says £10 advance.
£10.
It doesn't give you it on the door. Yeah, yeah. Expected to sell out.
Yeah,
that's it.
I just think that would do exceptionally well.
Yeah.
Right. Well, in that case, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. New venue, same greatness.
Lovely.
Yeah. My nose hurts. I'm going to have to get on another song. This is the Kenneths. They're a new band from London. They were managed by Mumford & Sons bass player.
Oh, okay.
But don't let that put you off. Just have a listen to them. We'll talk about them after, because I need to blow my nose. This is K-E-N-N-E-T-H-S. Kenneth.
Looking.
You listen to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks to such a great job defense this week, Tony.
That's okay.
During that track, Kenneth, by the Kenneths, I blew my nose so hard my ears popped.
Wow.
That's kind of good, can it?
No, it's a good sign, that.
Is it?
I'd like to think so.
You seem very confident about that.
It's a decongesting thing, isn't it?
Is it?
Well,
I hope so. I was quite surprised. What is the Kenneths website? I'll tell you now, you've got no chance. or have you? Actually, go for what you just think it would be.
TheKenneths.com.
Yeah, although it redirects you to musicglue.com/Kenneths, but they have got the domain name TheKenneths.com.
There you go.
So I'll give you that then.
Yeah.
What was I talking about? 3-all.
I have no idea. Good.
And thank you, The Kenneths, for sending us that through. There's a lot. When you type them in, you get this press release that's gone to a million different websites that have all published it because they're managed by the bass player for Mumford & Sons. Clearly, it's really funny. It takes quite a while to find their website. So the best thing to do is just type into the internet, thekenneth.com, and then you find it. Otherwise, you have to trawl through the same press release about 40 times, as I did earlier this afternoon.
Okay.
Yes.
Big press release.
So, are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. May go to cinema. I think we haven't been to cinema in a while, so we might go to there.
Do you have a movie in mind?
We want to go see Birdman, and I want to go see Foxcatcher. But I don't know if either of them are A, still on, or B, are playing at a reasonable hour.
It's a bit animal-based, isn't it?
I love me animal. The last time I checked, they were both like 10 o'clock at night showings or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, both of which are completely unsuitable. But we'll see.
Well, not the weekend.
Yeah, but I think it's in the week. We tend to go in the week. But yeah,
well,
so
have
we might
you
go.
Thought of maybe breaking your routine, Tony, and seeing a film on a Friday night or something.
Oh, no.
Then you can go at 10 o'clock.
The world will collapse.
All right, fair enough.
It will implode.
It's already having trouble. I've not been ill in years.
Exactly.
Not that, other than the usual voice straining from overdoing it.
What are you up to this week?
Well, I thought the best way to get over cold would be to go to Oslo. Right. So I'm heading north at the weekend with two excellent comics, Jeremy O'Donnell and Dan Evans, for our first new shows in the new venue, Skurret, of the Oslo Comedy Club this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. More information via oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. We've got a lot of people signed up for Saturday night. If you're in the Oslo area, can I suggest you come along on Friday the 30th, because Saturday 31st looks like it won't be, if not a sellout, extremely busy, which I'm very pleased about, but I know we'll have room on Friday. Right. So might be worth going on the Friday night instead of Saturday, but if you don't make Saturday, come down anyway, you know. Be great, wouldn't it? I should think I'll see some friends and I should drink some beer and I should hopefully not have as much of a cold as I've got now. I'll probably come back there next week with more of a cold than I've got now, because I'll have been in Oslo in January.
Yes.
Hopefully they've had new snow just in time for me. Apparently.
Good.
So I'm very pleased about that. Anyway, a band from somewhere far warmer, Tony, is Inquilina Sazabra. Inquilina Sazabra. Sazabra. Inquilina Sazabra. I should have got you to read this one out. And it's a kind of industrial rock, but they're all from different parts of Portugal, so I can't say from which place each one was from.
Right, okay.
Anyway, let's see what you think of this, shall we? And we'll have a little chat afterwards. I'm never going to be able to say this. This is Oiko Conselho de Mais. Estranho é o meu sentido. listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You know what? You finally said go when you're ready, without prompting. And now I'm all happy again.
Good.
That was Inquilino Sazapra and Oiko Consello de Mace. My apologies if I got all that wrong. I'm not from there. And that was industrial rock from all over Portugal. How about that?
Excellent.
Yeah. And thanks, well, I'll say thanks so much. Thanks so much to Circulo de Fogo for posting the link to this free download, because otherwise we wouldn't have been able to play those four songs we have this week. So it's out, right, isn't it?
Excellent. I didn't see it actually, so I'll have to have a look.
It's recent.
Okay.
I noticed it today.
Right.
When I was just blatantly looking around trying to find stuff. Do you have a twat?
I don't.
Uh-oh.
No twats. Yo, after last week's fantastic bridge-busting twat, no twat this week. So don't forget, do email me to nominate. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason, dead simple. We all know twats. Do make sure you email me.
There's something else you can do, though, isn't there? Because we haven't really mentioned iTunes very much recently.
I know
we read them out.
Yeah. It is good to review iTunes. It costs you nothing, but a few reviews do make a big difference. It helps moves up the feature rankings in iTunes, because I don't think many podcasts get reviewed, so literally one or two reviews do have a big impact. So if you do have a moment and you haven't reviewed us, please do so. Go to punkyradio.com. There's a link to iTunes about the middle of the page near the top. You can click that. It will open up the iTunes music store. You can review us, 5 stars only. And we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, if you email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, we'll feature it on the show.
Yeah, now, I think maybe the kids have moved on from iTunes. What do you think?
I
don't know where they're going instead. But it seems to me that, is iTunes just taken for granted now, or do people just not bother about it anymore than they used to, or whatever? Is that the latest thing that's going to be put to one side as something else comes in?
I suppose most people probably of the younger generation have their phones, because back in the day it was laptops and iTunes, but with phones now, iTunes would only be on an Apple. So if you've got an Android or Windows
else might
phone,
be on, like Spotify or whatever,
it would be something else. Yeah. So whilst you can't get away from iTunes, and I can't, I've got an iPhone, so I have iTunes. But I guess if you haven't, you can't get it. So yeah, it maybe is a small part of the market.
Are you saying that maybe we need to do some research and stop being so annoying to listeners?
Nah.
All right, let's keep
still, whilst it's a small percentage of the market is ever expanding, so the number of people is still significant.
Is iTunes a small percentage of the market now, then?
Apple is, I think, a small percentage of the phone market, but because the market is expanding,
obviously
loads and loads and loads of people have got one.
Yeah. Well, Tony, this has been very informative.
I don't. It's not all twats for me.
It's pretty informative.
Yeah,
myself. All right. Anyway, for God's sake, send us a twat in, or you'll get more of this. Last track this week. Let's just sort all this thing out in one go with Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots. Now, Tony, I have in the file I've sent you, I've called it Vicky and the Cumshots. No, it's Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots. I'm just trying to see how many times I can say Cumshots after twat, right? I don't think we've played this before. I could do with some more Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots material, quite frankly, because I think I've nearly run out of Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots things to play. And one thing I don't want to run out of, Tony, is Cumshots.
You don't?
No. So, but what is the Facebook page, first of all, for Inquilino Sazapra? I didn't ask you.
Facebook.com/ Inquilino Sazapra?
It is. It's Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 3. But what is the website for Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots?
Is it VickyVortexandTheCumshots.com?
No, it's 21dots.com. The number 21 and then dots.com. What's that all about?
How weird.
What's that all about? Anyway, means it's probably the Internet for Tony 4. Give us a reason.
You've got it all, but every day you waste. Throw your life away and I hate your
that's about it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves. That was Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots. Cum Shots, Cum Shots, Cum Shots. Oh, Cum Shots. Give us a reason. I'm looking forward to being a little bit healthier in time for next week's show. Tony, I hope you have a good time at the cinema. I've managed to get there in the hours you're prepared to watch a film in. I understand that that is a small window. I look forward to seeing some of you lot in Oslo. Other than that, mate, maybe you could just shout out to the remaining internet stations that carry the show.
Yes, we are on Pdunk, Pdunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on radioandra.se, A-N-D-R-A. The last two stations that we feature, so do check them out. They're both great stations, and let us know what you think.
Yeah, and if you are an internet station that would like to carry this show, do get in touch with Tony at punkyradio.com and we'll sort it out for you. Sound fair?
That's fine.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Our poog. Achoo.